the wise words of John Bon Jovi, oh, we're halfway there. It's week number 5 of the MHSA football regular season, and some teams are living on a prayer. Two teams that have been in good graces of the football gods meet tonight on the gridiron as they face off for the first place spot of the Greater Thumb West. It's the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers traveling to the Vassar Vulcans. Good evening and welcome to another broadcast presented by WLEW Sports. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, for tonight's broadcast, and alongside me, filling the void of Dave Hanson, is what some consider the best starting center in Harbor Reach football program history. Mike Meisner, glad to have you along tonight.
Good to be with you, Clark. It's good to be back in the booth with the crew. Beautiful night for a football game. Should be a good rivalry tonight.
It's only week number 5 of the regular season, yet we are in the midst of perhaps the most influential game of the Greater Thumb Conference West Division. Both Lakers and Vassar enter tonight at 1-0 in divisional play, but whoever wins tonight has an almost clear route to the divisional championship.
Yeah, I think this is a huge game. I believe whoever wins this game will win the Greater Thumb West. If you look at the game last year, how tight it was, only a 5-point differential. I think we're going to see the same thing tonight, and we'll see who comes out on top.
Last week on WLEW Sports, the game of the week took us to the football complex in Cass City, Michigan. The hosting Redhawks had their hands full with the Laker front line, and in a back-and-forth, edge-of-your-seat style game, the Lakers took home the victory 16-12.
Yeah, it was a close game. Cass City had 309 total yards, 204 on their rushing attack. Cass City is a very, very tough rushing team. They had the lead going into the second quarter, 6-0, but Lakers then scored 16 unanswered. And Lakers outgained in offense, but with heavy injuries, losing starting quarterback Dustin Cady, freshman third-string QB Brennan Wisner had 12 carries for 52 yards and one TD, so he stepped up big for the Lakers, Clark.
And Brennan Wisner indeed do that and a whole lot more. Mauricio Diaz-Reyes would lead the rushing attack with 92 yards off of 17 touches, and Terrence Dubes, despite playing through an upper body injury, rushed for 60 yards and a score. Cass City is now on a 2-game losing streak, but in their defense, they played perhaps the best two teams in the area back-to-back weeks.
Yeah, it's a tough schedule for Cass City. Cass City is a good football team. It's tough to play Harbor Beach and Lakers back-to-back, both playoff teams last year. Biggest thing with Lakers, they had 9 sophomores moved up 2 years ago, so these seniors have been playing on varsity football for now. This is their 3rd straight year. A lot of experience for Lakers, and then Harbor Beach, just very talented in skill positions. Two tough games for Cass City. I don't think Cass City is a necessarily two back-to-back loss team with a different schedule, so don't let the record fool you. I think Cass City is a better team than their record.
Coming up on your WLEW Sports pregame show, we will take a look around the area at tonight's games, host our media roundtable, and break down the game ahead of us. Lakers at Vassar. It's all on the WLEW Sports Network.
Times are tough. Sometimes it's hard to earn even a buck.
Hey, mister, you want to buy some lemonade?
Scram! Nice try, kid. If it's that hard to make a quick buck, how hard must it be to make a quick 50 bucks?
All right, we're going to infiltrate here, here, and here, and the diamond will be ours.
Or maybe.
So you're sure you want to sell your kidneys?
Absolutely.
All right.
Or you could simply refer a friend to Thumb Cellular. That's right, at Thumb Cellular, it pays to refer a friend. When your friend switches to Thumb Cellular, you'll earn $50 off your next bill, and your friend will get $50 off too. That's $50 for you and $50 for a friend you refer to Thumb Cellular. See Thumb Cellular's offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms of service apply. That's Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
You love Thumb Cellular.
The iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus are now available at Thumb Cellular.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebewing, all with a local call and local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
It's Chevy Truck Month at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring. Drive to the shore and save more on a new 2014 or 2015 Chevy truck.
This is Jay Maynard. Just here to let you know we have another great lease on a 2014 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab 4x4 LT. It's got leather, straight-in bed liner, 20-inch wheels, all-terrain tires, auto-temperature dual-zone air, heated seats, trailer brake, custom sport package, power seat, rear camera, Bose system. $439 a month for everyone. $397 per month for GM employees and family members. Come see me, Jay Maynard, and let's make it.
Find your new truck and find new roads at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring.
It's time to ride, Michigan. Ball Equipment and Polaris are proud to announce the 2014 Factory Authorized Clearance Event going on now. All remaining 2014 models are priced to move with rebates up to $1,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. That's every Polaris Sportsman ATV, every Polaris Ranger utility vehicle, and every Polaris Razor side-by-side. Work, play, or both, right now is the best time of the year to add a new toy to your garage. The current programs are awesome, but we know that a great price is only the start. 2014 marks Ball Equipment's 70th year as a family-owned business. A lot of things have changed during that time, but our passion for service remains the same. So stop in or call either of our dealerships in Richmond or Sandusky, Michigan today. Ball Equipment, Eastern Michigan's outdoor power equipment superstore since 1944.
Offer valid in U.S., subject to credit approval, and valid on new 2008-2014 models. Good through September 30th, 2014. See Ball Equipment for details. ATV and RVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for ages 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and make sure to take a training course. Polaris ATVs and RVs are not intended for on-road use.
Tonight's Game of the Week on WLEW Sports Network is being brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the Talk of the Thumb, Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick of Sebring, Bali Quinn of Sandusky in Richmond, Rennie's Hunting Center of Banax, Moore Motor Sales of Caro, Agar Valley Services, DS Services Incorporated of Cass City, Pigeon IGA, B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, Signature Bank, Pigeon Telephone, Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning of Banax, and Bill Lukowski of Ameriprise. Sailor phone service as well as internet for this broadcast are provided by the blazing speed of Thumb Sailor's 4G LTE network, the Talk of the Thumb. It's a pleasure for you to join us on the WLAW Sports Game of the Week, Lakers at Vassar on Sports Radio 102.1 and worldwide at WLAWsports.com. Don't forget to look us up on Twitter at WLAW Sports for in-game updates, live stats, and even photos from the game. It's all on Twitter. Simply follow at WLAW Sports. Lakers enters tonight at a perfect 4-0, the same way they started out last season. Vassar comes in at 3-1 and at quite consistency. In the past 4 years, Vassar has started out 3-1 three times and 4-0 once. I think everyone in Laker country can remember how Lakers' fifth game of the season went down as they hosted Harbor Reach for homecoming last year, and by nightfall, the Green and White had their first loss of the season.
Yeah, that was a tough loss for Lakers, especially on homecoming. It was a pretty widespread score. I think people overlook that game a little bit. I think Harbor Beach is at a level that's a lot higher than a lot of other teams in the area. I think Lakers was a very good team last year. They did have the bad loss to Harbor Beach and a bad loss to Reese last year. They had two bad losses, but the other, I believe they finished 7-2, which is still a very good record. So I think Lakers is a good team. I think one of the best teams in the West and one of the top three teams in the Greater Thumb Conference.
Entering that game last year, we had an almost playoff atmosphere, much like tonight. Lakers, of course, made it to the back to the playoffs last year for the first time in many years, but fell to the Bath Fighting Bees in the first week of the postseason. Mike Meisner, what is the key for Lakers to enter into these types of games with a large stage, bright lights, and huge rewards?
Well, one of the keys is if they could, in their final game of the season, they actually play Beale City at Saginaw Valley State University. So if they could come out with a W in that game, Beale City is currently tied ranked second in the state in Division 8. What